The foodie economy says, and the spirit of voodooism, it alters one's perception, doesn't it? When one begins to delve into the voodooism, they're using voodoo to alter one's thinking. And that is what this capitalist system that captivates the people, that is what it has done, brothers and sisters. It has altered their minds whereby the thinking or the mind of HaMashiach, that mind doesn't think about the things of Yah. It's not given over to those things. You think about those things that captivates one, and they're drawn under the servitude of that. We must serve Almighty Yahweh. We must labor, fight the fight of Emunah, work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. And this world has captivated you whereby there's no fear. What we say, what we think. Don't you know that was a time that folks, if they thought something that was unpure, unclean, impure, they would be taken and washed by that. They would have to find someone to pray for them. Their minds was just that sincere and that pure motive. And their motivation was just that pure. Wives can say things to their husband, they have no thought of that. Husband can say things to their wife, they have no conscience of what they're saying. They can say things that are so vile and so corrupt. That's all right. I'm going to preach this all right. I'm going full throttle. Whether you love me, whether you appreciate me. There are you some here sitting here, you just don't appreciate what I'm saying. That's all right. Now those that are out there listening just don't appreciate it. Because this word is going to burn down your whole house. That's what you got, a whole house. It's going to burn down your whole house. That's what it's going to burn down. Because that spirit is the spirit of whoredom and fraternizing. It is not the spirit of Almighty Yah. A whore is not faithful to anyone. And the spirit of whoredom, you're not faithful to him. That's why you can't be faithful to him. Because the spirit of whoredom. A Jezebel, a slut, a whore is not faithful to anyone. A man of whoredom, he is not faithful to any woman. You understand? But a man that is faithful, he's faithful. A man that is committed, he's faithful. A man that is committed to his wife, he's faithful. A woman that is committed to her husband, she's faithful. You understand that? But that spirit of whoredom is not committed to anyone at all. Well, how do I know? How can I discern that spirit of whoredom when you reject the truths of Yahweh? When you're not walking complicitly in what he commands you? When you're not in compliance with what he speaks to you? When you take the things of Yah and you wrestle with them and you ponder and you wonder, should I do it or how do I do it? When the world tells you choose me or that thing you call, quote, Yahweh, and you choose the world until they relieve you, that's wrong. Brothers and sisters, you do that. You are susceptible to do anything, whether you believe it or not. You will say, I won't do it, but I'm telling you. You do that, and the enemy, he is masterful. He's the masterful tactician. He lays everything out. Even when I preach Christianity, I taught you this. He will sow just a seed for the moment, and he'll sit back and say, that's all right, don't mess with it. Some seeds lie dormant for years. In the oasis of the desert, all of a sudden, seeds that have lied or dormant for 10, 12 years, all of a sudden, boom, that year, the rain, they come up. They wait for the rain, yet the seed is there. It's there. It's just waiting on the precious rain. And what the enemy does, he allows it to lay dormant. Say, just leave it alone. It's there. I know it's there. And the reason I know it's there, because you can see in the fruit of their lives, there's no dedication to the things of Yah. There's no commitment to the things of Yahweh. Their lives do not represent that. That's all right. I got them where I want them. And I move them like a pawn. I move them at will. I will utilize this and see if I get the reactions that I want. And he gets the reaction. There was one by the name of Eob. Job, he had nothing in him. That's why HaMashiach said that the prince of this world cometh, and there's nothing he can associate with me, that what you see in me is not in him. And he has nothing in me. He is coming with, there's nothing about me that he can identify, that he can correlate that with him. Can we say that unto Almighty Yahweh, that the prince of the power of this world has come, and yet there's nothing about him that I'm given over unto, I follow, or I pursue after his mandate. Can you genuinely say that? HaMashiach said it. And scripture commands us to be like him. We must be like him. He said, it has nothing in me. Nothing at all. He did all things to please the Abba. He did. And so this powerful rising of these twin towers, twin beings that rule, And they are personified in the whole houses. God wants you to be rich. God wants you to invest your money. That's what these corruptors like the T.D. Jakes, they teach that today. God wants your money in the stock market. There's that you can put your money in the stock market. The proliferation of the gambling industry. Nothing like it in this nation. We see the rising of these gods. Men trying to calculate their retirement on some wealth, what they're making on some 9 to 5. Yahweh never said that. Man just works, he labors. When he lays down to die, he lays down to die. That's what he does. He takes that calculating wisdom that he's learned over the years and he teaches to the young ones. The woman at the home, as she learned the experience of a wife and taking care of the children, she doesn't harbor that. She teaches to others and show them the responsibility of that. We have such a deadhead generation, such one that is so segregated and separated because there's no true Ahava in their heart. They can't even speak forthright one to another. Don't know how to do it. You all love this area? You going to teach her? You're going to have to talk to the teacher, right? No, you don't have to talk to the teacher. You have to talk to her. Have to instruct her continuously. Even when she becomes a woman, you still have to do that. She will have experienced more things in her life than this area will ever begin to embark upon. Life is a process of teaching all the time and instructions, correcting, discipline. All the time. All the time. It must be that way. And so we see the power of these gods raised to such great credence in America. And they have names. The God of Fortune, God. And that is what one of those towers represented. Because there was fortune to be made. And the fortunes of the world were controlled right there in New York City. And they are still controlled. And the arrogance of this beast says we're going to build one that is taller. We're going to build one that is more splendid. Just like Babylon, the nation of Shinar there. They're saying we're going to bring Babylon back this beauty. It will never. It is a dismal place. It is bombed out. It is a place of stench and rotten feces and rotten bodies all over the street. It will never be like that. Because we see in the culmination of the very day of Yah that's going to come upon the nations of the world. He speaks to Israel by Zephaniah to say to Israel, now the only way you're going to have protection, it is not in many, it is not in Gad, but it's in me. You're going to find your safety and your pathway from the destruction that shall come, it must be in me. And the only way you're going to have confidence in that, you must give yourself over diligently in understanding the ways of Almighty Yahweh. You must study to show yourself approved that this is acceptable unto Almighty Yahweh. And you, Tzedekah, righteously dividing. Dividing. You take from the Torah, from the Tanakh, you take from the Nabis, you take from the Renewed Covenant, and you righteously see the power of that, and you bring it to focus in your life, and you allow the Spirit of that to guide you and you live by it. Not trying to justify yourself by Scripture. Scripture is meant to correct you. It never justifies you. Even in our best, we still have spots. You got spots that must be purged. You need the fuller soap. And you need the fullness of His. You need Him to go full throttle. That's what you need. And I'm not going to teach or preach with this passivity. I'm not going to be passive. That's just me. You raise your voice. That's all right. I'm going to raise it. You get too loud. What, you cause my ears to tingle. That's all right. At least something is causing your ears to tingle. You allow trash and filth to cause your ears to tingle. You should let the volume of this preacher cause your ears to tingle. Let the reverberation of his voice cause it to tingle. You let every kind of that filth cause your ears to tingle and become itching and you want to hear that. He speaks to Israel. And Israel needs a washing. She needs to be bathed. She needs to be cleansed. She needs to take off her undergarments and wash them. That's what she needs to do. She needs to bathe. And she needs the sweet ornaments of Almighty Yahweh. She needs this sweet savor and power of Yahshua emanating out of her. That's what she needs. See, the powers of this voodooism and the powers of fortune, they are dominant today. They're rampant in what we call the religious practices today. And you know that that's the truth. The power of fortune. God wants you to be rich. He wants you to have everything that you want. He wants you to have a fortune and to lay up riches for your sons and your daughters. That's what they tell us. And so it opens up the man's mind to the gates of the gods. And he will search out that spirit until he finds his riches. He will search it out. Jotan said, Amashiach, you bow down. You give me credence. You show me obedience. And I will give you all the kingdoms of the world. The power of it. They will know you. They will know that you are my son. And his power to resist that was one thing. You all know what it was, his power to resist that? Who knows what it was? I'm going to answer. I know I do things like that. You don't understand what power he had to resist that? Who knows what power he had to resist it? If I tell you, will you believe me? If I tell you what the power was that he had to resist it, will you believe me truly? He said, it is written. It is written. He has written something in the heart and the level of Yisrael that it says is written. And the power of that testimony of Yahshua makes it alive. It's written. Nothing hard about that. Nothing hard about it. Nothing complicated about it. It's easy to understand. It's written. It's written. And if we that are just and we justify ourselves by what is written, we live by the Emunah of Almighty Yahweh. We trust Him. The just in this hour, they're going to have to live by Emunah, by faith. And if we have the faith of Yah, we justify everything He does by faith. And that's the only way. Not by our desire to have fortune. Not by our eyes being deceived. That's what voodoo does. It is to deceive the eyes. It's not something that is real. That's why the magicians, they deceive the eyes. But there's one thing about the rod of Moses. It ate up all of their stairs. Their strength had no power against the strength of Moshe. So the riches of Yahweh, they're eternal. Nothing can break it and steal. Nothing can corrupt those riches of Almighty Yahweh. And yet the gods, that your mind has been opened to the gates of these gods, it tells you, you're going to lay up this and lay up that. It's not so. Those riches are not going to sustain you. And they haven't sustained a people and never will. It is the riches of Yahweh that sustains us and keeps us. That is what keeps us. We cannot give ourselves over unto these gods, many and fortune. And then in the course of this, I will show you the strength and the power of these twin deities. This capitalist power, how it captivates us. Everything that the world does captivates you. That's why they must raise up icons. What is an icon? It is an idol. They must raise up icons continuously. Because we are a people, we become very humdrum with something after a certain period of time. It is one thing about the word of Yahweh, it is redundant. It repeats itself over and over, doesn't it? I am Yahweh, your Abba. You should have no gods, no deities before me. That is said over and over. Remember the Shabbat and keep it kodesh. Remember the Shabbat. Remember the Shabbat. Remember the Shabbat. Remember the Shabbat. He says things redundantly over and over. There's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. And so it becomes so humdrum with us. I've heard Pastor Robert say that. But has it produced the power of His living fruit in your life? So you haven't heard it. Not one bit at all. And so the world raises up these icons, these voodoo images that trick the minds of your sons and your daughters. That trick you, mama and daddy. That you become so captivated. You give yourself over unto the spirit of that God. And you are led by the spirit of that God. It is not Yahweh. We see this trash in Hollywood, Hollywood, and we know that the Hollywood, is the word that is used for the witches' staffs today. And that Hollywood, they are the most expensive witches' wands in the world. That's why pagan Christianity, they use the holly trees and the holly branches and all of that, because it's pagan, it's devilish, it's hellish, and it is wicked. That's what it is. Yahweh's staff, it corrects us. And so we find these corruptors out of Hollywood. They persuade you, convince you. There's no fidelity there. No faithfulness from the wife. She says, I got my career and you got your career. I'm going my way. I'm going to pursue my career and you pursue yours. And so it's corrupted the minds of this generation today. There is a lot of people that depend on Yah. And when this thing crush, and believe me, you will see in the course of these days, it is going to fall. And they're not going to have nothing at all to rely upon. We have our confidence in Him. We have no certain dwelling place here. Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but we are the sons of Yah. We have no certain place. So wherever He leads us, we will go. Wherever He guides us, we will go. We will not murmur as to where He sends us. If we have to sleep in a Sukkoth, in a brush arbor, we will sleep in that to fulfill the will of our Abba. We're not laying up riches upon the earth. We're not trying to ascertain these things. That is what this voodoo mind teaches one. They do that. Come see me, I'm voodoo worker. You have a bad luck, you need good luck, I'll restore that. You have a problem with your wife or with your girlfriend, don't worry about that, come see me. What do they broadcast? They don't broadcast on the secular stations, do they? They broadcast on these religious harlotry stations. I was traveling somewhere as I scanned on the station here, 95 something. Come see mother so-and-so. You having bad luck, she'll turn your luck. You need some good luck, come see her. You have a problem with your girlfriend, your wife, come see mother so. She's right down the corner, 5th and 19 X Street. Because it's nothing but voodooism. That's all it is. And so they have even the political system today, it has brought about this voodooism of the minds today. They are so convinced that there's terrorism and they're terrorizing your sons and your daughters. Your homes are destroyed. They're given to drugs and these video games that terrorize them, their minds, and they're induced with these powers of hell. These things, you think that these perverts that conjure up these games that sit in these places, these twisted minded little fellas, and these gals, they dress in this gothic type of dressing, their minds are twisted. You bring that damnable thing into your house, you're as wicked as hell. You don't have the spirit of Almighty Yah. That is vile, that is sadistic, it is of hell, and it's not Yahweh. They sit there in that gothic clothes with holes all the way through their ears, through and every kind of strange outfits, and their minds are twisted, and they're controlled by the powers that be to captivate your sons and your daughters. You tell me someone like these things they call rappers, what they are saying, I am not a singer, but I can do better than that. But it captivates this mentality of a people that's easily captivated. Why, brothers and sisters? Because the spirit of Babel, it opens up the gates to the gods. It always unleashes the gods. In the marketplace, brothers, when you all go out there, do you not have to wrestle and battle against the gods? Do you not sense that when you come back into the place? I said to one of our sisters, I said, you know, regardless, one being in the world, I don't care whether you are entertaining, the world has a certain power to control your atmosphere, what you do, how you react, and how you respond. And don't tell me the continuous bombardment of that, and if it's not, something is wrong with you, because scripture says that Lot was vexed daily. Every day was vexed with the wicked conversation of the wicked that it vexed about soul. It vexed him continuously. Then he said, Yahweh, how do I get out of this? Well, then when you get out there, you find your place in Him. You out there, but you don't pray. You're not seeking Him. You're not crying out to Him. The world won't allow you to do that. I was so glad to get back home from Texas because really I didn't pray while I was there. I spent time talking with people, but I had no time for that. Really didn't have time to study. I did do a little studying because the message that I preached, Yahweh gave it to me when I got there. He gave it to me. And so I preached that. I sat down that evening, a few scriptures, all right, understand. I don't know which way it's going to go, but I will be obedient unto my about. And the spirit of this world is such a powerful force. It drives because it operates the spirit of voodooism. Everything is full of luck today, isn't it? Lucky. Lucky. I don't even like the word. I totally deleted it from my vocabulary because nothing about Yahweh is that. But I want us to understand what things that took place in that building there. Same thing in Babylon. The establishment of the powers and these gods, because they openly defied Yahweh. And when you forsake Yahweh, He said here in Yeshaya, but they that forsake Yahweh. You say, I don't forsake Him. Brothers and sisters, when you don't obey what He commands you, then that is forsaking, isn't it? When your obligation is not unto Him, then you are forsaking Him. When He tells you that His name is Kodesh, when He tells you to remember the Shabbat, and you don't keep that Kodesh, don't you know you're forsaking Him? Are you not forsaking Him if you don't do that? You have turned your back upon Him. If He instructs you what to do, and the gods that be many tells you that your fortune is going to only come by disobeying Him, and you obey, you disobey Yahweh, then you prepare a table for many. You say unto that spirit, come and eat with me. I like your dainties better than I like Yahweh's dainties. It cannot be, brothers and sisters. Our wealth, health and our wealth come from Yahweh. Not riches, but health and wealth. He gives us wealth. And the wealth of Yahweh is not like the wealth of the world. It causes a man's heart to delight. And there's no sorrowfulness with the riches and the wealth of Almighty Yahweh. And this is the world that is full of sorrows. So don't tell me that the captivity of this capitalist society that breaks and separates you husband and wife. You husband, you come home and there's not the quiet, sweet spirit of your wife, whether she's baking bread or what. Just sitting there sewing. Don't tell me that's not of Yahweh. Can I tell you all something, daughters? It's a wonderful thing. When a man comes home, he wants his wife to be home regardless. When I get home, when I was working, when I got home, I wanted my wife home. And when she wasn't there, I was disturbed by that. Where are you? Where are you, woman? You had all day to do this. When I get there, be there when I get there. And she's not there for 10 minutes, but I want her to be there. You think that Yahweh, when he comes to enter in, that you think that He doesn't want you to be in the place He intended for you to be? He wants us to be there. And everything that we do in life, it is a metaphor of the kingdom work. Nothing like that when a man, when he comes home, his wife is there. He sees her. After all that he's gone through, it should be a great delight to him. It should cause him to be refreshed. And what the world does, it takes your wives from you and it transforms them and changes them and corrupts them. And because of your greed, because you think you need, no, I don't need nothing. And if I was living here by myself, I still wouldn't need that much. And that's the truth. Brothers and sisters, when I left a job making nice salary, I didn't take very much to live on. It didn't take much. And I didn't blow money, didn't spend it, didn't take much at all. And I lived just as well as anyone else. Had food, clothes on my back. I had all that. And just having that, that's enough for me. I don't need anything. Nothing. And you don't either. Because what it does, it draws you away from the things of Almighty Yahweh. You're concerned about those things instead of Yahweh. And that's why this voodoo type spirit, it tells you, establish this, do that, acquire those riches. No. We need the riches of His truth and the wealth of Almighty Yahweh's truth. They have forsaken me. They have forgotten my place of great honor. They don't esteem me. Don't you know when a man obeys Yahweh that you esteem the mountain or the high things of Almighty Yahweh? When you disobey Him, you say unto Yahweh that this is not relevant now. Down the road, I'll do it. It's almost like you recall that. Even in our walk of Christianity, I know I did. When I was young, I said, when I get older, then I will serve Him. I got my life ahead of me. You never said that? Thank you, Sister Horn. I guess there's only a few of us. I said, when I get older, I'll do that. Don't you know that spirit is still there? When Yahweh tells you to do something, remember the Shabbat, and it's not valuable to you, you say, I'll do it somewhere down the road. My life won't permit me to do it right now. Don't you know that's the same spirit? It's just operating a little different. Don't you know that seed is still there? You got to divest yourself of that trash. You got to close the gates of that, the gates of these gods. And the only way you do that, you got to have the mind of HaMashiach. You got to have singleness of mind. There has to be a single purpose. And everything I do is to please Almighty Yahweh. Whether I lose wife, husband, children, son, daughter, I will please my Abba. I don't care whether I lose wife. I don't care whether I lose son, daughters. I'm going to please. Because brothers and sisters, not one son, not one daughter will exchange places with you when it comes time to die. They're not going to do it. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you believe. I don't care how much you think they love you. Their love is not the love of HaMashiach. Because the love of HaMashiach is Yah, and Yahweh is love. And He loved us so much that He gave HaMashiach, didn't He? They're not giving nothing for you. And that's the truth. That is the truth. And we need that kind of fervor, ahava of Almighty Yahweh in us, that we're willing to die for Him. We're willing to let everything go. We will not be consumed by this voodoo kind of economy. It's failing. It's propagated by false things. They tell us that we're the richest nation. We're a nation that borrows more money. We borrow $1 billion every day just from China. This is the people that oppress the people. This is the people that have people in poverty that work for $1, $2 a day. Some work for $5 a week, 12, 15 hours a day. And we in this nation say, well, I can get things cheap because I can buy cheap. Because we're people that we're never satisfied. Our minds, our hearts are never contented. We're never pleased with what Yahweh does. To give you food and raiment. To see breath course in your body each day. You're not thankful for that. And so this voodoo spirit gives you this false illusion to tell you to soar to the skies. Reach for the sky. And that's what they did in Babel. They reached for the sky. That's what they tell you today. Reach for the sky. Let your goals be high. I only have one goal, and it's higher than any goal that I can establish on this earth, and that is to see the precious face of my Savior. I'm looking for the city. I'm looking for the catching away. I'm looking for Him to appear before me. That's my goal. And there's nothing in this life that can supersede that, rise up above that, or nothing that equates to that at all. Nothing at all. And they have brought us under the demise of this voodoo economy, this false type of luck. Man, I got that job. Oh, boy, I'm blessed of God. And it takes you away from your sons and daughters. Takes you away from your wife. Takes you away from your children because of your greed and your loss. Remove you away from the things of Almighty Yahweh. You burn out. You worked out. You can't even. You have no quality energy with your husband or your wife. Come on, daughters, this one thing that a wife, if she's energized, she will energize the man. If you're not energized, he will not be energized. He can come home from work, but if you're energized, he will be energized. He really will. He really will. When he sees you and you meet him with a nice smile, he may not smile, but that shouldn't stop you from smiling. You still smile. He may not want you to kiss him, but you still greet him. He may not want you to embrace him, but you still embrace him. He may not want you to hug him, but you still hug him. We're such a filthy thing that at times, y'all, you think he wants to hug us? But he does it, doesn't he? He embraces us, doesn't he? Well, you don't know. No, the thing of it is you just don't know you because if Yahweh commands you to do it, just do it. There's power in what he tells you to do. And because we don't do it, we don't see the fruit of it. And because we don't see the fruit of it, because we think it's not real, it won't happen. No, it does happen. You just do what he commands you to do. That's what you do. You don't forsake Yahweh. I'm not getting very far today, but I get a little farther, a little deeper. That's all right. He said, they forsook me. They went away from me. And they chose many, and they chose God. Brother, you have a dictionary back there right quick. Can you look up that word God and tell me how it's enunciated in its etymology? I know how it is. It's the same God that's found his God, G-A-D. That's why Yah can never be God or good. He is Almighty Yahweh. And so what they're saying in these whorehouses, they prepare their tables for their voodoo riches. And they furnish their drink offerings and their gala activities for their god of fate, Mene. Many. That's what they do. It is not the spirit of Almighty Yahweh. And that's what everything in this nation is based upon symbolism. Everything, brothers and sisters. They have kept us blind. Everything. Those twin towers were based upon symbolism. And the symbols, they have great credence. They have effect. Just like one putting up a Christmas tree, decorating their houses with the hollies and the tinsels and all that. It all has its roots in paganism and pagan worship. And that is what this pagan mentality today that we find and what we call Christendom and all kinds of religion. But there's not one that is more pervasive like it is in Christendom. And it raises up these icons that they cannot be touched. They cannot even intermingle with the people. They don't even sit in with the people. They live segregated, separate lives like the royalty or the gods of the heavens. That's how they live. And they're not a part of the people because the gods always separate themselves from the people. And that's how they live as well. And they tell them, you can have your fortune, give to me. Give, give, bring your drink offerings to me. They're not giving unto Yahweh. They're giving to get something. And when a man gives unto Yahweh, he gives because it pleases him. That's what he does. You know, I heard a brother say the other day that one doesn't have to give unto Yahweh or tithes and things like that. And yet they will go to Malachi and see what Yahweh says, that you are cursed because you have not given honor unto my name. You have not blessed my name, you Kohens. And you have brought this curse upon my people because you have not given honor unto my name. And then it says in the same book, whereby you are cursed because you have robbed Yahweh, you have not brought that to sustain the work. And men and women today, they are more fearful of some pervert out there that they are the one that speak those kinds of words to them. And yet they say they love Yahweh. Hope you that are listening on the live stream, they're robbers and they're thieves. They listen all the time. And they never send one nickel. You all know it's not about money because Yahweh sustains us. You know that, brothers and sisters. And if it was that, I wouldn't preach this way. No way. I'll preach in more of a passive way and not correct anyone. It's not that. What I'm trying to enforce them into believing, to get them to believe, that it's better to believe Yahweh and do what He commands us than to do what your emotions or your feelings tell you. That's what it is. The gates of the gods. So we have this open gate to the gods. This is a Merriam-Webster dictionary. It said God. Now that, who has, anyone has that in Yeshaya? Who has that? Come here, Brother Pat. I want you to, you got your scripture. Turn to that scripture. Isaiah 65:11. Come here. How does it spell that word? How does it spell Gad in there?
G-A-D.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now there's the word God right there. Now how do you spell that?
G-A-D.
Huh?
G-A-D.
So that's what they're calling upon, brothers and sisters. They're calling upon Gad, the God of fortune. That's why they want the riches. That's why they're enraptured into that. That's what it says in there, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
That doesn't take an educated man to see that, does it?
Yes,
it's right there, isn't it? Spelled the same way? Because it has the same meaning. There's the same meaning, brothers and sisters. Oh, I know that was a tribe of gods that Yahweh called, but this is a different scenario right here. It's not the same. So it cannot be Almighty Yahweh. Thank you, my brother. It cannot be Almighty. You might as well say that. We're going to play here after a while. Come on, son. You can sit here. So it cannot be. So the God of fortune, this Gad, this God of fortune, this economy and this system of capitalism and this democracy open the gates to that, brothers and sisters. It causes a man's mind to be removed away from the things of Yahweh. And they're captivated. Daughters, how they captivate you all with trinkets and everything. How they captivate you with these bizarre looks. Women with their hair blonde and red and brown and tan and their toenails painted and their fingernails. How they intrigue you with little things of such idiocy and just stupidity. How they captivate you. You think that is glamorous. You think that is beauty. You think that is beauty. That is not beauty. That's not the beauty of Yahweh. The beauty of Yahweh is the meek and the quiet spirit daughters. That's the beauty of Yahweh. Not you painted up like some Jezebel. That doesn't personify the strength and the wealth of a man because he out here like the fools of the world. I said to Brother Nick yesterday, don't you know there are men my age walking around with baggy shorts on thinking that they are holding something where they can't even hold their pants up on their waist. It is not of Almighty Yahweh. He wants us to do what he commands us to do, and we must do it wholeheartedly. That's why the prophet Zephaniah must speak unto Israel in this hour. The voice of that prophet must speak unto us. We must hear what he said. Now, I'm not going to get to that today, but I'll get to it, brothers and sisters. Don't worry about it, all right? I will get to it. But what we're living on, the false illusion, this economy or this system is a false one. It's not the system of Almighty Yahweh. This is not a prelude to the kingdom system. It's far from it. This system has done more to corrupt us than anything. It has done more to cause the wives to leave their husbands, the husbands to leave their wives. The system has not promoted that. And yet we find countries where they are poor, yet the husband stays with his wife. He may be a dog, but he still stays there. He will try to take his family. He may do things wrong, but he still stays there. That's the truth. Not in this country. Because the system, the spirits, the gods, the gate of the gods. And there's one thing about the gods, you're not faithful to any of them. You're not faithful. That's why it is required of Almighty Yahweh, we that justify ourselves by HaMashiach and his word. We must live by the faith that he has put in us. We must have confidence in him and trust him. You cannot have confidence in Yahweh when you're fearful of the things of the world. What situation is going to arise? How do I make it? Isn't that amazing? Because look at our old kinsmen, my grandmother and all of them. My grandmother didn't work. We lived on the last place as a lad, I recall. We called the man Mr. Jack Dagger. He had chicken houses. My brothers would go there and help him in the chicken houses. He would send some of the cracked eggs and things like that. Our rent, I recall this, was $3.50 a month. That's what it was. My grandmother would have a little plot. We would grow sweet potatoes. We'd grow certain little things. We'd pick blackberries. There was not any kind of fruit in the woods that we as children could not recognize. We could go to the woods and realize what was right for us, certain herbs and things like that. We knew it was right because we saw our grandmother use those things. We did. We had a simple life. We didn't have much, but we had everything we needed. We had nothing to draw our attention away from the necessities where we could learn things, how to read and write. We didn't have preschool or nothing like that. We learned how to read and write. When I was 5 years old, I could write in cursive. Because that was the only thing we could do. We practiced those kinds of things. And so Yahweh says, I don't want you to be so engrossed with this world. I want you to understand who I am so you can practice this walk of life. And let it become just a reality to you and become a normal thing for you. And the world captivates you and draws you away. And says to you, you go this way and you go that way. And you are so vexed on your job. He is vexed. When you get home, there's no mutual conversation. There's no mutual oneness. Just two people living together. There's no friendship. There's no association. That's wrong. At least if the wife's head is clear and her mind is proper, then she can bring things under control. Just by her prayer. Yahweh says by your quietness, by your beauty, by your quietness, and the man is convinced that this stuff is real. As he comes home, he sees you, your quietness, your beautiful spirit, he says, got to be something real to this. Yeah. What he sees, he comes and see you raising hell, he's raising hell, he knows it's nothing real because there's nothing to convince him. It's by your beauty, daughter, that's why are we not the woman of Almighty Yahweh? It's by our quietness, our beauty that he says, well, she's real. Yeah. We don't rise up and rebel against what he says. Now reject what he says. I'm going to stop right there. All right. Now I'm just on the threshold of this. All right. I hope that Yahweh open up your understanding somewhat. You understand by and by as you go. This is not of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. Everything we have learned that we have been captivated with. If we're not captivated with this word, then we are saying now on a false path. And the path is not real. And Yahweh wants us to turn and repent. pursue Him and follow Him. Well, why do you say those things? Well, I didn't know I was going to say those things, but they must be said. There are people out there that are listening. There's a sister that called me the other night. She said, Pastor Robert's her husband, he's between this crux and this fault. He knows that the name is true and what things Yahweh says. Yet the man has gone to theology school and all of that. He's been trained to be a preacher. Been ordained. Now what does he do? Pursue the truth. I don't care about those things. You hear the truth, you don't harden your heart. You don't get upset with me because I tell you things. What the world tells you, you know those are not the principles of the world. You know it's not. It's not the principles of Yahweh. They're worldly principles. That which is highly esteemed among the world is an abomination unto Yahweh. And that's what is esteemed among the world. Hallelujah. We are His bride, right? He wants us laboring for Him. Does He not? Is He not the husband man? He wants us working for Him. And the marriage that is instituted upon the earth, that's what it represents. You've heard the harsh foot said to me many years ago, Brother Robertson, I want to tell you something, that the marriage on the earth is the institution of the kingdom work and the relationship of Almighty Yahweh. I had never heard a man say that. And that's what it represents. He doesn't put us out there with the wicked and eat from the tables of the wicked. So the man doesn't do his wife like that, nor does a man raise his house that way. That's why there's such weakness in what we call the assembly today. Because there are not many men that will stand for truth. I don't care the houses of Yahweh, the assemblies of Yahweh, you find such a weakness. It's a weak people. They're very weak. Few that be. That find it. Few men that find it. What a man truly finds is it's a gem. And he doesn't care what it takes. He will sell everything for that. And he doesn't care. He's not perturbed by it. He's not deterred because of other men because they say, well, I don't see it that way. But I know that's what he says, though. We can look at scripture at the pattern. Sheriah, the wife of Abraham, she was by his side. She was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing like correction, isn't it? Yahweh wants to correct us. Now, don't get arrogant and hubris and think this correction is not for you because it is. Now speak to us here. Hallelujah. Notice he don't want you working being a busybody. He wants you working on being a wife. Hallelujah. Learn how to love him. How to bless him when he comes home. That's what he wants you to work on. Don't worry about someone else's affairs. Just worry about your affair. You got enough right there. Don't you, young sister? Just worrying about him. That's enough. And how docile. That's enough. It takes all your energy. And so you need a little refreshing in the day. Say, let me crack that thing. Go say, yeah, help me. That's what you need. Hallelujah. And he may come home from the complications of that job he got. Feeling a little. And you may greet him with that precious open arm and smile. He may just walk like this. And you have to hug him, and that's all right. That's all right. It'll produce something. Sister, if you listen to me, you have one of the most beautiful marriages. You too, brother. I will never instruct you anything to do it wrong. But you do it wrong. I will tell you to obey him. And I will tell you to love her like Yahweh said how much you love the assembly. That's all right. That's a beautiful trade-off, isn't it? You just honor him. Wife, honor. Honor. You got there and honor another man before you honor your husband. Talk smack to him. Man on the job, say, look at me. Hey, get over there. Man, it's the last time he's telling you that. And you think about that rent payment, the house payment, the car payment, doctor bill payment. You get over there, do what he said. Last time, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, that's it. Yeah, yes, sir, Mr. Roberts. Yeah, yes, sir. All I was doing was trying to tell her that she... And you get over there and you work too. And you're glad when he walks by and see you working. Then your husband says, and you say, man, shut your mouth. That's wrong. Tell him to go to hell. That's wrong. That's wicked. I'm not doing it. I don't feel like it. You do it. Now he speaks wonderful things to me. He says, he obeys me, Pastor Robert. She don't talk trash to me. She doesn't. Some things you need to learn. Yahweh will teach you. You want to learn them. He says, she doesn't give me no hell like that, Pastor Rob.
I tell her to do things. She does it. She obeys. Why am I saying that? That's all right. God, we bless you all. You that are listening, we do pray that Yahweh blesses you all and gives you strength. Because you ought to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Patrick. Yah bless you all. Be encouraged. For your hava is great. So we gather here for this wonderful moment. Yusukoth. Thank you for all things, Yah. We bless you for the simplicity of all things as we gather. Will not be a time of folly. As many throughout the nation, it's all about frivolous entertainment and trinkets. Yet the power of the word is not spoken to cleanse them. Their games and their folly. It was never so in Israel. We pray you help us that we will be thankful, total for the gathering of much you have given us to sustain us through the cold months ahead. When time seems weary and dreary, cold drizzle of the rain, keep us, I pray. Bless your people and strengthen them. Cause the love of Israel to rejoice with great gladness. Help your man servant, all the brothers, Sheyah. Bless them. Thank you for each brother. I bless you for them all. I do, Yah. For each sister, bless them and enrich them. Those that need physical healing and touch, touch them. We bless you this Shabbat, this time of rest. We thank you for all things in the mighty name, Yahshua HaMashiach. People of Yah cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.